And good afternoon. It is Wendy Snyder sitting in for the fishing Lisa Dent. She has gone fishing. She'll be back on Monday. I always love listening to Lisa's show at this time because she speaks to Howard Tolman, American entrepreneur, venture capitalist, educator, writer, lecturer, and art collector. And Howard, how are you today?
Good, good. Thank you.
I was reading.
Hot as hell.
Yeah, I know. It's hot as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. I was reading your article in Inc.com, and it really touched me. We really need to count on our kids to help shape the future, don't we?
Yeah, I lived through this. I think many parents have lived through this where your kids, you know, learn a little bit more and are a little smarter than you are. In this case, it has to do with the period of time when the kids were taught at school to basically go home and tell their parents to quit smoking. And today, it's a different set of issues. It's more a bunch of political issues, but the idea was the same, which is, you know, as Art Linkletter used to say, kids say the darndest things. I think that right now, I mean, we're really engaged in conversations, and we need to have more of them. And it's hard. It's hard to have conversations with your kids. But, you know, we're talking about the need and the desire to get the kids involved in their futures and what's coming down the pipe for them. And so I think that, that was sort of the point of the story. The only depressing part of my research for that particular article was, lo and behold, we thought kids were getting off of cigarettes, they were getting off of tobacco, but these scumbag tobacco companies came out with electric cigarettes, and the numbers are scary. I mean, the numbers are, you know, 1 in 10 high school students is using one of these things, and what's worse is no sooner did they come out with them than they used and made them into flavored.
Can't believe that.
Like 90% of high school kids use these flavored, you know, vaping devices, and they're killing their lungs. I mean, it's just horrible.
All right, here's the thing. And if you're a real smoker, kids, have the regular nicotine-flavored nicotine. You can have a dum-dum sucker if you want to have grape or cherry or orange. Come on.
Right.
I do want to mention, I have two boys, they're in their 20s, and my younger one, they both used to really nag at me to quit smoking, and finally my younger one said something like, you know, Mom, I'd really like to have you around a little longer, I'd like you to see me be a success, and then all of a sudden, it meant something different to me, and I quit smoking because of that. So,
you know, it's funny that you say that, because I had a good friend who was a horrible driver, and the only time he actually started to calm down and slow down was when his kids put pictures of themselves near the speedometer in his car. So they could remind him of what his loss would mean. And, you know, we owe it to our kids. I mean, you know, we're sort of borrowing the future from them for now, but, these are complicated times. And I do think that kids can help advocate for what we need to do.
There's a lot of people that are not very excited about our choices for Election Day, and perhaps they may not vote. I know some kids who feel that way, or young adults. What do you say to people like that?
I say you got to vote. I mean, you have to vote. I have, and most people have, a pretty clear preference already, for better or for worse. But I think that you have to vote, because if you don't vote, you're not in a position to complain. But more importantly, if you don't vote, you're sort of subjecting us to a future that looks pretty ugly, pretty ugly these days. I mean, everybody, I think, is sorry that we have two very older candidates, but the choice is pretty clear, And the truth is, shame on all these people for leaving us with sort of a bad set of choices. But I have to prefer the guy who, you know, you can actually count on, as opposed to the guy who's a convicted felon. So that's just my own view.
Right. And so when I was in my 20s, I'll be honest with you, Howard, I didn't really pay attention to things. I really didn't. I was wondering, oh, who's going to have the party? What's going on? Our kids are so much more invested in the future and the political climate, just our climate in general. I'm really looking to them to save the world. Is that too much pressure?
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, because they really do have to help us save the world, and they have to provide the next couple of generations of people that care. You know, the upcoming problems, whether it's environment or climate or, you know, any of these kinds of things, you know, our environment, these are not going to be solved in a couple of years by some magical piece of technology. I mean, these are long-term problems in health and medicine and all these kinds of things. And, you know, our kids need to be invested and need to care about these issues, because it's their life, really, that these are going to impact far more than ours. So, you know, I'm hopeful that the kids do get involved. And that really was the point, that parents ought to sit down with their kids, be honest with them, and, you know, argue with them if you want to, but ask them to at least get involved. You know, 100 million people didn't vote in the last election. 100 million people. We had about 60 million on each side and 100 million people who didn't bother to show up and vote.
And parents,
and shame on us.
I know. I agree with you on that. And parents, we need to lose our ego a little bit and realize that our kids do have something to say. And yeah, they may know more than us, right, Howard?
Well, they probably couldn't know less than us in some respects.
Where can people find you? Because I am just intrigued by you, whatever you're on with Lisa every week.
I mean, my weekly column, Tuesday mornings, my column runs on Inc.com. And if you just look up my name on the web, Howard Tullman, T-U-L-L-M-A-N, you'll find three or four of my websites.
Perfect. Such a great time talking to you. I really appreciate it.
Good. Thank you very much. Talk soon.
Yes. We have news coming up next with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN.